welcome to another Good Darts podcast brought to you, not live, completely pre-recorded, but if you think it's pretty much as live because there's very little editing that goes on, as you will hear over the course of the next few minutes, it's another chat in a corridor with the finest analyst in the game, Wayne Mardell. Wayne, just before recording, you were telling me how much you are loving it this week.
This is a real buzz for me. It's a Premier League, another one where I'm not getting beat week in, week out. Unfortunately, Glenn Durrant's taken over my reign.
Yeah.
And it's horrible to see. I know we all have our own favourites, don't we? It's like football teams with darts now, isn't it? Oh, I don't like him because he beat my man. I've got no respect for anyone that's got no respect for Glenn.
Yeah, it's about respect, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
And I interviewed Glenn earlier on. We were doing some other filming for the PDC. And I spoke to him, and he was all right. He was all right. He was in decent enough spirits. We didn't really talk about what was going on this week.
Yeah.
But I just dropped him a message last night after the game because he trudged past me. Oh. Like he has to go past where we are in the red zone going back to his room. And you know what it's like when players lose. You know, a lot of them, they don't avoid. Yeah, they avoid eye contact.
Yeah.
Glenn particularly, you know, people have seen him do interviews after he's been beaten. He's quite an emotional player anyway.
This is
another level. I just bunged him a message and then, what do you do? What do you say? There's no way of saying.
No.
All I was trying to say is keep your chin up. Like, you've nothing. You can't lose anything.
No.
You can't lose anything here at all.
No.
It's not like,
no.
You know, you're the Premier League champion. Nobody can take any of this stuff away from you. If whatever happens, happens. Doesn't matter. You're still going to make 30 grand by finishing the minimum 30 grand.
Yeah.
You're
professionally,
not losing anything.
Professionally, it's an horrible situation, but you're right.
Mm.
You're 100% right.
Difficult thing to accept, though, isn't it? When you have been on an upward trend non-stop for, I mean, I would say conservatively 7 years, but probably more than
that. Yeah, I was going to say, for as long as I can remember him being in the BDO, he has been getting better and better and better. The results have been on the same upward curve as well. And then joins the PDC, gets to the semis of literally every single major event, and then goes and wins one.
Mm.
So, yes, you're right. This is not just a downwards curve, though, is it?
He's not had to deal with it, has he? Because
the
last six calendar years,
yeah.
So 2020, 2019, 18, blah, 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 he has won a big TV title.
Yeah.
Two World Masters back-to-back,
yeah.
Three Lakesides back-to-back, and then the Premier League the following year.
Yeah.
It has been upwards all the way through. And it's stalled, and it's dropped, and it's how he comes out of that. But it's a difficult thing to come out of, isn't it? I mean, we've talked about it before, where you've had lots and lots and lots of success and never really took a big step back until it was the final
step.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
But, I mean, there are players who have stopped and then come back, but not lots.
No, but I'm trying to think of someone that's been that successful. Glenn Durrant successful. Then had, call this a blip.
Yeah.
Then had a blip and gone away forever. I can't think of anyone like that. I can think of those that have not achieved what Glenn's anywhere near it and had a downward curve, and then it's like, oh, this is too much. I'm out.
Yeah. What about somebody like Lloydie?
Lloydie, in my opinion, had his time.
Right.
Lloydie,
it was just natural.
Lloydie was good in 2002, and he bailed out in 2012. 2012. So it was like a 10-year. It was like a 3-year getting to world number one, 2 years being there, and then slightly coming down again. Mm. I saw that as natural.
Yeah.
Because he didn't go bang overnight bad. Glenn seems to have gone.
I mean, look, let's have it right. Last year, we were sat here talking in similar terms about Michael van Gerwen.
Yes.
Like, some of the stuff he was throwing.
Yeah.
You know, the 80-odd averages, game after game, week after week, looking completely devoid of confidence.
Yeah.
He's still not back to his absolute best,
no.
But it's taken a few months to get there.
Yeah.
It can happen to even the very, very best.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best, and I would class Glenn as one of the best players I've seen.
Oh, my, yeah.
They can work their way back. It just takes a lot of work.
I just want him to know that we all want him to get back there. Yeah, we're all behind him. Yeah. We're all behind him.
It's one of the things, you know, the unenviable thing. We have the best job and easiest jobs in the world. Yeah. Sit here and watch a game we love and talk to the people who play the game we love. But you can only talk about what's going on. And if what's going on is somebody who you like and respect and think is a phenomenal dart player is not playing well. We had it with MVG. You don't like saying MVG's playing rubbish, but if he's playing rubbish, you've got to say he's playing rubbish. That's what it is. Speaking of rubbish. You can't, you can't do the we're on Skype and the connection's not good thing. Because you're sat in the same corridor as me, Mod.
The more noises I make, the longer it goes on for, and you might just forget what you're going to read out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's start. You said that Michael van Gerwen would beat Rob Cross last night. You said that Dimitri van den Berg would beat Glenn Durrant last night, the first two games. And do you know what went? Well done, because you got them both right.
Thank you.
So did I.
7-0. Anyway, we've milked that.
So did I. Do you know what happened after that, Wayne? Got it all wrong.
It's difficult.
It is difficult, isn't it?
It's
it
hard.
It is difficult. Because you said that Gary Anderson had beat Peter Wright.
Right. Gary last night was doing the commentary. He was throwing three darts that were like, he wasn't releasing them right, and he's hitting a treble five, a treble one, and a 60. He's all over the place. Then he goes 180, 180. Then he can't release the dart properly for tops, and then he can't hold the dart. There was a dart he brought up that he just didn't hold properly at all. And it was like, Gary's not comfortable. Still averages 99.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
I didn't get it. I
don't really understand what's going on with him either.
No.
And the thing is, he's in a position where he's averaging about 98, 99 for the tournament. He's had a mixed bag of results.
Yeah.
And I think all of those games really could have gone either way. I mean, he could be sat at the bottom with three defeats, or he could be at the top with three wins. I've got no idea what to make of him.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's all a bit of a mishmash with him.
Mm.
Look, the 1-5-6 with James Wade the opening night. Then he opens up the following night with a 1-12 and a 1-4-5, and it's like, this is good. And when he needs it, that was against Jose. Goes in the lead, gets pegged back, and it's like Jose's got him. And Jose really should have had him.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought as well. But he pulled out some decent stuff at the end. I just don't know what to make of him at the minute.
No.
I mean, I'd gone for a draw in that. Peter Wright won it, so we're both wrong there.
Yeah.
I got Nathan Aspinall beating James Wade in the game that you said was destined to be a draw, and very nearly was by the end of it.
Wasn't
very good, was he?
Again, second night running, just looked devoid of interest.
Yeah, I was expecting him to go back to being decent again. Like I spoke with his manager, Macca, earlier on, and he said, I think he was, you know, he wasn't really mentally prepared for this. It was obviously sprung on him last minute. As long as we played all right the first night.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Well, I don't know either.
But his name, Macca?
Yeah,
Macca. No, I know, he's a liar.
Macca, if you're listening, if you're among the four people that listen,
so this is the narrative, isn't it? If he loses the first night and plays poorly, then it's like, look, he's not right for it yet. Yeah. He's not practiced enough. He's just not mentally fit for it. That's fine if you want to say that. And he plays poorly first night. Mm. He didn't, so forget it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know everybody still talks now about things like Denmark at the European Championship.
Yeah.
You know, the people or teams who are inserted last minute on a technicality or something strange happens, and they go in there and they're not even supposed to be there, and yet they go on and win it. But nobody really talks about all those teams who get inserted in their technicality or a last minute thing and then just do nothing and just go out. That's it. Nobody really talks about
it. Can you remember them?
No.
There's millions of them.
Yeah, there's loads of them, isn't there? There's absolutely loads of them.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, you got that wrong. And you said a draw between Jose and Johnny Clayton. And again, it looked like it might happen.
I thought I was onto a good thing.
108 average, and 108 and a half average from Jose in the end.
Yeah.
How, I mean, again, I didn't listen to the output, so I didn't hear what was going on in the commentary box. How was your experience commentating on Jose, who not only did we have a miscount from Jose, but he just decided to start playing on the 19s for the match?
Do you know what? The 19s, I sort of spotted it straight away, and it's like he's not comfortable on the 20s. I don't know if you noticed, there was a dart where two darts where he went one treble one.
Mm.
It just looked like he's pushing out a bit. That was all.
He's got a shoulder problem.
Ah,
so he woke up with it yesterday. When I spoke to him earlier on, he said, was it fixed for today? It doesn't hurt at the minute, but I haven't thrown any darts. So right. We'll have to see. But I tell you what, he could hit treble 19, can't he?
Yeah. And it was a case of, look, if he's more comfortable playing on 19s, absolutely fine.
Mm.
The double 18, that's what he does. I don't agree with it. We knew he was going to go that way, but the miscount on 70, you can't... In my opinion, it got glossed over by Johnny Clayton.
Yeah.
Jose de Souza is lucky that Johnny Clayton got him out of trouble, because that was the changing of the game.
He was in charge of the game there, and correct. Then he lost that leg, correct. Which Ferret stole, and then he averaged 140 in the last three legs and won it, 9, 11, 12.
I've literally never seen the like.
That was as good as Gerwyn Price's, well, would have been better than Gerwyn Price's set
it was
at
better.
The World Championship.
Yeah. We've never seen three legs running. I know it was only three legs, and that I don't want that to get underplayed. Because Twitter 9 data that he's never done before on TV is something. It is something.
No, he's done it before on TV.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Open.
Sorry.
Stage two.
Yeah. My mistake. I better tell Sky that he's done one before. yeah, you're right. 100%, yeah.
It wasn't live on telly.
No, but he has done one in a televised event. And I'm not going to say repeat the fact. It was that... He held it together enough to an 11 darter, and then you could see him after the 9. He was so, so proud of himself. He really wanted to just beam, but he held it all in. Then goes 11 and 12. The way he's playing, and bearing in mind, he wasn't brilliant last night up until that point.
No,
he wasn't.
He was hanging on in there against a man who was averaging about 110 for most of the game.
Yeah, against a man who was better than him, but let him off the hook with the miscount on 70.
Yeah.
And that changed the game. Then he got in front, and then he did that. And I was so pleased for him.
Yeah, I just think he's incredible. And he was talking afterwards, and you can just see him completely at ease.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Yeah.
There are no nerves. When he appeared in the Premier League last year as a contender, a challenger, whatever, he won a leg.
He wasn't the player he is today, but he just wasn't even ready for that.
Yeah.
He wasn't even ready for that, for just one game. Well, what a difference.
Yeah.
What a difference.
He's incredible. I mean, we've seen him over the few years that he's been in the PDC, and he's always looked like, on a day. At first, it was one day a year.
Yeah.
He's going to be the best.
Yeah.
He's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
Then it was a couple of days a year. Yeah. He's going to win
it's
one, and he'll threaten, and he's just getting better to the point where now I'm expecting it.
Yeah.
I'm expecting it all the time.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, it's like a lot of the guys have said, once you get in the Premier League, once you get in lots of the events, you know, he was at the Invitational ones.
Yeah.
So he's at the World Cup, obviously, went and won it.
Yeah.
He's in this. You're playing so much big stage darts.
Yeah.
It's a virtuous circle, isn't it? It's getting easier.
Big games, I've been fortunate enough to play within that kind of the elite. And people say, oh, big game. It's just another game to me now.
Mm.
Because they all seem big now. But when you're not in that situation and the big game comes around, you find yourself, because it happens, where you're in and then you drop a little and you're out of the Premier League. When you come back in, you're like, right, come on, Wayne, just relax. You'll be all right. The years before where I was just part of the furniture, it's like, this is all right.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Johnny's already, don't worry about it. He's so free. He's playing with so much freedom and belief, confidence, you name it. It's great to watch. And he's a lovely human being.
Oh, absolutely. And I genuinely, he's averaging 103 and a bit at the minute. Now,
why wouldn't he?
I don't see anything to suggest he's not going to be averaging 100 come the end of 99.
I was going to say, if he can average in three figures, that would be extraordinary.
Mm. And I think it's on the cards.
Why wouldn't it?
It's on the cards. Yeah. I don't see why it should stop.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Phenomenal. I made too many mistakes. I can make also mistakes. I'm human. I'm not a robot. Of course, he's a phenomenal player. He did the right things at the right moment. Right things, phenomenal. Right moments, phenomenal. 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 phenomenal things.
Let's have a look at tonight.
Right.
So, Tenant v Landlord, kicking us off. Dimitri Vandenberg versus Peter Wright. Their first ever meeting on telly.
Right. Okay. I'm glad you said it. I was looking earlier, thinking, well, this is all a bit dull, but it's right. Yeah. I don't trust any website anymore.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. Dart's database can do one. I've relied on that for years, and it's not been updated for full year now.
I spoke to the owners.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's being updated. It's all being revamped.
I've told that for months. Like,
right. You need to get this done, because otherwise I'm not going back on there.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Right. Like, if I could send a digital version of like a flaming bag of dog poo.
Or you like clenching your fist.
Yeah.
Oh, darn you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. One of those. Right. So yeah, not bothering. But yeah, their first meeting, they've met on a big stage once on a Euro tour, but all the other stuff has been Pro Tour.
Right.
And Peter said it himself, that Dimitri, although he did say, he's like Kevin Painter. It's like, where are you going with this? It's like, you know, not, doesn't do wonders on the floor tournaments, but you put him on a big stage,
right,
and he's a completely different animal.
Yeah.
And he's got a point. He knows how dangerous Dimmy can be. He hasn't felt it yet. Hasn't tasted it on a big stage.
He will tonight.
Interesting. You think Dimmy's going to do it?
You know what I feel about Dimmy.
Mm.
Keeping him out the top four, I'm trying to find a way that they will keep him out. I can't. Unless his level drops, which I'm not expecting.
Mm.
His leg-on-leg level is just so good. So good. And he batters Wright tonight.
Batters him?
Batters him, yeah.
Despite the fact that Wright has been good two out of the three nights.
Two out of the three. It's not good enough.
Three out of four will be.
I'm getting a lot right in this Premier League, where I'm predicting like Cross to beat Wade and other results, and I'm thinking I've got you. I'm with you on this. Peter Wright, I've got no idea.
The two Scots, aren't they? Peter Wright and Gary Anderson. A little bit. I know we've not got a lot to go on, but I'm going to go with Peter Wright with this. Right. If I was having it, the value is Dimitri, because he's more than 2-1 with the sponsors.
Right.
But if I'm doing PDC picks, which is obviously, we're brought to you by Low Six.
Low
our
Six.
Friends at Low Six.
Yes.
The people behind the PDC picks app. free to play games with real cash prizes. You only win real cash prizes if you get them right. So hopefully you weren't listening to Wayne last night. But I'm going to go with Peter Wright.
Right, okay.
Because I think I have faith. I said he's going to finish in the top four at the start of it. He's going to pick up wins. I think this is one of those.
I'm in turmoil with this top four, because I think six people are going to qualify.
They're all in the top four. Very, they're all breathing in. A tight squeeze. It's like a rush hour tube.
They're all breathing.
Yeah.
They're all Johnny Clayton's little. They're on a diet of water and they're breathing in.
Got it.
All
right, so you're going Dimmy, I'm going Peter Wright. How about the Ferret versus Rob Cross?
I think this would be a tight one, but the Ferret is just playing better.
Mm.
Simply that. There's no point sometimes, I think, looking behind the wallpaper. Just can Cross contain him?
The thing is, that what I fear that is that Johnny Clayton's going to win it, which I think he will.
Why do you fear that?
Because what the fear then...
Why are you scared, Dan?
Because I've got a feeling that Johnny Clayton might win every game forever and ever now. And
right.
It renders this sport completely null and void. Because you just give them all to Ferret.
Yeah.
All the trophies, all of the money.
Do you not think his nickname's got to change as well?
No, it's the best nickname in the sport. More animal nicknames, surely. More animal nicknames.
Now, I'm starting
not
to...
fewer.
No, when someone's rubbish, when someone's a bit not good enough or crap, no offence, Johnny, he was, Ferret's all right.
No, Ferret's great.
Now he's great. He can't be called Ferret.
Super
Chin. I get so annoyed.
I don't like
Super Chin. Super Chin.
But the thing is, you know what, though? I don't like Super Chin, but it has passed into popular use. There are plenty of nicknames out there that they just... they've been around so long, they've become part of the furniture. You don't notice how shit they are.
Yeah.
The biggest offender...
They're not important.
Mighty Mike. Mighty Mike is a shit nickname.
Do you know what? I don't ever call him that.
Well, I mean, no, What, in conversation? No, why would you? That'd be a really weird thing to do.
Hi, Mighty Mike. How are you, mate? As
Joe
family.
Cullen. Joe Cullen, the rock star, is an absolute nothing nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nothing nickname.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But it's just sort of passed into...
Anyway, I'm going to try to get the ferret changed to the...
Well, try it. You won't succeed. You won't succeed. They did it like, I can't remember what it was, European Championship.
Johnny the Juggernaut. I don't know. I said that out loud. I was just thinking it.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yeah, no, it's not right.
Anyway, ferret is better than Juggernaut. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Right,
thanks.
And he wins.
Thanks.
And he wins. Yeah, no, what
it
I
doesn't
do...
belong to you.
I don't care. Yeah, what I do fear, though, is that Rob Cross will then be, after four nights of this, and playing all right...
Yeah.
He's sat there with a win and a draw, and you're thinking, that's not much of a return for playing all right, is it?
Yeah.
And then you start worrying about how many more points he's going to get. Because if you're not getting points when you're playing well, when you go off the boil, which you kind of expect people are going to do, you're not going to win any more points.
Well, he started with a win and a draw last year, then went loss, 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 draw, loss, 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 loss. He only played 9 games.
But yeah, but yeah.
You get
yeah,
my drift.
Yeah. It was that kind of
it
trend.
Was that. Yeah, yeah.
What do you make of Jose de Souza and Nathan Aspinall?
I think Jose is playing better than Nathan, but Nathan is finding ways.
I think it's such a difficult one to call, this one. I think it's so hard to call, but I do think that... I picked Jose to... I thought that Jose might sneak in the top four when Guerin Price went.
Okay.
I had him finishing just outside the playoffs in his debut campaign when Guerin Price was here.
Right.
But I think he might get in there, but he's going to have to start winning games. And this would be a game that you would have to win, I would think, to do that.
Yeah.
So, and I think he probably won't. Nathan, I think, could end up averaging 97.5 for the entire tournament, having averaged 97.5 in every single individual game.
Just like Matt Edgar, averages 87.94.
He's at a level there.
Yeah.
And it's a good level, and you're going to have to be good to beat him. But Jose lost with 108 yesterday. He is good, and I think it's going to click.
Well, I've gone De Souza this time.
Okay.
But what I will say, there's a... Forget the result. That if he makes an error like last night and busts, I'm going to absolutely tear him to shreds.
Do you know what he said? It's not the maths when I spoke to him earlier. It's not the maths, isn't the problem.
What did he say?
It's my head.
Right. I actually said it can count. This is live on Sky Sports. I said he can count. I said he needs to concentrate.
I think he believes that probably is it.
Right.
He understands the note. It's just there was something in his head going, 78, 78, 78.
Like, you didn't listen to the broadcast.
No, I didn't know.
He took out 98 previously, didn't he?
Yes.
It was the 20-54-24 combination.
Yeah.
I said he's got that in his mind that the way to go for this, because he's done it previously, is 54-24. He must have had 78 on his mind because that was the route that he went last time. And I'm glad he said it.
Yeah.
He needs to concentrate.
I don't know what he needs to do, but...
Concentrate. Sick of it.
Actually, if you listen, don't. I think it's hilarious. And I think you can still win.
It's not funny.
Oh, no, it is funny. It is funny. Wade.
People seem to find it funny that I don't think it's funny. It's
that funny too.
It's not funny.
Like funny square. It's getting funnier and funnier. And the fact that people find it funny that you don't think it's funny is funny as well. Like that's funny cubed. It just gets funnier and funnier and funnier.
That's
meta
clever.
Funny.
I like that.
I think Jose wins.
I do, yeah.
I think Michael Van Gerwen beats James Wade as well.
I think it'd just be regulation, like 7-4, get in front, hold off. Wade will probably nick one or two legs at the death and Michael across the line to win 7-4, yeah.
I think Wade's probably one of the better equipped players in the world to beat Michael Van Gerwen. He seems to quite relish playing Michael Van Gerwen, but I also think that if he doesn't get a result tonight, which is, even if he plays well, there's a chance he can get a hiding.
Yeah.
Then he'll suddenly start thinking, maybe this isn't for me.
It's all gone wrong pretty quickly.
This isn't for me, is it? I shouldn't. I know I thought I should have been in this lineup, and I probably, you know, I could have been. I'm world number four, but it started badly, and if things start badly, how much have you really?
I think this is the thing though with the batches of nights that we're doing, like the five, then the four.
I think the psychological aspect is different from a normal Premier League.
Very much so. Or in a couple of nights, it can all go really wrong, can't it? It's like, oh, wow. I've got like I've got 1 point after four nights, say, and I started off the first night really well. Now, if that's week after week, you won't feel so battered.
Yeah, and there's loads of other stuff happening. You can play yourself into a bit of form. You might have won a pro tour at the weekend and all of a sudden,
exactly.
If you've lost three games in a row in the Premier League and then, you know, a month after that first one, you win a pro tour and make a semi-final another on a weekend.
Yeah.
You go into the next week, I've got all these. I might have beaten all these lot at the weekend on winning the title.
That's right.
And it changes your mindset. Here, there's nowhere to go.
No.
And it is a double-edged sword. You can be boosted by that, or it can just tear you down. And we're seeing at either end of the table, Johnny Clayton is looking almost unbeatable, and Glenn Durrant is looking imminently beatable. I think that James Wade's in danger.
It's a big game for him tonight.
Yeah, I think it is a big game for him. I think it's an interesting. And look, never bet against Wade. You know what he does. But I'm betting against Wade. I'm going Michael.
Yeah, well, as you know, last year I kind of backed him every day, even when he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
I was backing him. Well, he reached the final of the Europeans and the Grand Slam, so it was all right. But I put all my eggs in one basket and said he'll win the world. Since then, when he won the UK Open, I wasn't on him. So I don't actually like James at the moment.
Okay, that's fair enough.
As a human being.
Yeah,
He win the World Cup? How dare he win the UK Open and I wasn't on for the first time in 74 events?
Yeah. I mean, again, quite funny. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I'll draw a diagram later. Final game of the night. I mean, Adazo is with a sponsor. He's 7-1 with the sponsors to win. And
no, cannot see.
It's that thing I've got. He's going. Sure, it's not going to be a 0 points. It can't be a 0 points at the end of nine.
No, it won't be zero.
So he's going to pick up something somewhere. I've just got to pick where.
We have.
I'm going to pick tonight.
I don't think it's tonight.
I think he's going to get something tonight.
Right.
Is the question is, am I going to give him the full win or am I going to give him a draw? I'm going to give him a draw. He's going to get a point. So I do not see Glenn Durrant as awful a time as he's having. I do not see him losing every single.
I know what you mean about where's the point coming from.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. And I just don't think it's tonight.
You might be right. You might be right. I don't know. But I think I'm just doing this as just to appease my own mind. I want to give Glenn Durrant something.
No, I feel like
that. I believe that he can do something. I just don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that. So I feel horrible.
Do you know what? If he did go out there and average 90, not even a stellar performance, just did a 97.5 and 45% in doubles, and he got a 7-4 or something like that, which, is, I mean, that can happen, right? Because he's done that on pro tour.
Right?
If that happened, do we then suddenly go, wait a minute? Because do you remember that year that Phil Taylor lost three of his first four, I think, in the Premier League? He did that, and then the next 11, he won like 9-2 draws or 10-2 draws.
Was
he
that the Aidan Kirk year in the UK Open?
Yes, it was. I think it was. He lost all the weight.
Yeah,
had that blip.
I think it was.
And he ended up winning the league.
Yeah,
winning the title, but he had a month where it was
rubbish.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I don't think he's going to win the league, but I think he's going to get something.
Pick himself up a bit. I hope you're right, but I'm not going along with you.
Yeah, fair enough. So you're going to go for Gary Anderson there, Michael Van Gerwen there, José de Sousa, Johnny the Ferret, and Dimitri Vandenberg. There you go. That's Wayne's picks.
DVDB.
Yeah, there we go. DVDB. We shall see.
I'm quite confident tonight.
Quite confident, really? Do you want me to remind you of your picks last night?
No.
Okay.
No, you've already done that.
Yeah, I know, but we could remind us.
You've already done that. This is not funny. I'm gonna put it out there. This is a five-timer.
A five-timer?
Yeah, this is the only time.
this is the only time I've kind of felt that, do you know what? I can't see. Mind you, I did say I can't see any other outcome about the draw last night, and that didn't work.
Talking yourself out of this, aren't you?
No, no, I'm not. No, I'm actually gonna go on low six and put my pound where my mouth is.
There you go. Put yeah, and there are plenty of people out there who would like to put many other things, namely their fists.
Where my mouth
yeah.
is.
Where his mouth is, but you're going to have to do with Wayne's own pound. Look, check it out. The PDC Picks app, free to play, cash prizes to be won as well. It's Dimitri Vandenberg, Johnny Clayton, José de Sousa, Michael Van Gerwen and Gary Anderson that Wayne has picked. You can pick through mine. I've got Glenn Durrant to get a point.
Yeah.
Here we go for tonight. There we yeah. go. Good luck, Glenn. I hope when we speak tomorrow, Wayne, we're talking about Glenn Durrant picking up something, get his campaign underway.
So do I.
Bye.